I guess I'll know if this. If I start out saying, I hope this week actually records and plays, we know it did.
You know, we were...
That's how you know it's current.
We started last week trying to get this thing together because we were all over the country, all of us. Tony, North Carolina. I was in Texas. You were back here. But you were talking to us with a headphone...
With a headset microphone.
With a headset, so like your Xbox headset microphone?
But not the Xbox one, but similar to the Xbox. It's for my computer.
Why?
Because I couldn't get this microphone to work. I came to your house. You said, oh, I'll have the garage unlocked.
Which
you
it did. Was.
And I came in here, and I found the microphone, no problem, because they're in the microphone holders. But we actually have a real mixing board. So the plugs for the microphone on this end are actual audio plugs. And what I needed for my computer was a USB port cord, and I couldn't find it. And there are cords and wires and random phone accessories and shit all over your garage. I couldn't figure out where it was. And I also had my two kids in the car, and it was hot outside. And so then I got paranoid that cops would surround my car because there were two kids just sitting in the car and no one was near the car. So
like,
I just grabbed every wire I could and I left.
There's like 130 beer cans and bottles, empty beer bottles.
There is a lot of empty beer cans and bottles in the Beat Lab right now.
But the funny thing is that the episode that we actually did eventually play was our first episode on WMET. And you were having audio problems then with your microphone then.
It wasn't. I don't blame the microphone. That was me. I sat probably 5 feet away from the microphone.
It was like you were in another room.
So, Don, tell me about how much you like football.
Yeah, no, I didn't know what I was doing. First time I was there. Was Don. That wasn't me. I said nothing, and Don said birthdays.
God, that was a pain. I couldn't listen to that episode.
Actually, it ended up fine. I thought the beginning was funny because it was so bad, and then after that... Corey Feldman interview that I don't want to discuss. The show really picked itself up again, and the last part where we talked up songs for half an hour, I laughed at the whole time.
That was funny.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to
I wish
see you as
why
well,
don't you move?
Jeremy.
Why don't you move to
hey,
hell,
good
remember?
To see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
The Radio for Winners, another episode, another week. Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don coming to you live from the Beat Lab and Skype.
What was that? Was that not a plug for Skype?
They're not a sponsor.
You know, when I was, we were listening to that episode. Man, we were all so nervous. Just like not Tony.
No, I came across as like a real energetic douche.
Well, you were leading the episode,
now you
which
come
is what
as
I
a douche.
Yeah. You were leading it like it was your show, and we were just there as guests. Which is you should
the
lead
the truth.
Yeah, you should lead this, but you take a whatever. Sort of attitude.
No, I would prefer to lead it. However, Jeremy insists on talking a mile per minute and throwing out puns, and then Don tells the boring long story. So it's hard for me.
There's our new descriptor.
If that is not on our Facebook page,
that should be our iTunes description.
That should be amazing.
Jeremy spits out puns real fast, and Don has boring stories.
But it is amazing how much we really cared about doing a good job on that episode and how horrible it actually was, and now. We really don't care, and yet still as good of a show.
I'd say better, actually, right?
I think this is a better show, but I think, yeah, we stopped caring probably 30 episodes ago.
I still think it's amazing that we have more than 30 episodes.
We might even make it to 100. I'll be shocked when we hit 100, but we might.
Do we get a cake?
We'll buy a cake.
Do we go into syndication, or is that 200?
We'll get a Fudgy the Whale.
Hey, speaking of that, so I wanted to send an email to a radio station I was looking for part-time talent. And of course, it would be like a fake email. It's not going to be like hey, we really want a job because no one's going to hire us. What do you guys think of that? Should I send that off?
I think you should. You might want to send it off with that WMET tape and see how.
No. Send it seriously. I hate my job. I'd do it. Sure, let's do it.
Well, how would we do? Oh, down there.
Who cares? I don't care what state it's in.
WCEI in Easton, Maryland.
See, I could commute. That works for me. I'm in.
You and I could go to the studio in Easton.
Mm-hmm. And we could call Tony as a special guest every show.
Well, we could. They got satellites in Easton, right? We could get them on satellite of some sort.
I think that's the plan. Let's send it in for real. They'll still decline it. We still won't get it, but at least we'll feel like we tried.
Isn't that big Don O'Brien station, CEI?
It is. Actually, no, I think he got throat cancer. He's not on so much. Not on so much.
Uplifting stories from
now,
Radio
Now, what was the email
winners?
That I sent, though? Because I sent an email. I didn't send an email, but I sent an email to you, Jeremy, saying what I think we should say in the email.
Right.
kind of requesting out. Do you have that by chance?
I can look it up. I didn't realize we were going to talk about it. I did not prepare.
I let me pull it up. Oh.
Well, Don, we didn't include you because it was funny. So anyway. you know, we could do this if you want to. They're asking for some part-time on-air personality, and I think we have a lot of personality, and we're on the air.
Sure.
We could really apply for this. We're not going to get it, but what we should do is really apply for it in a serious fashion and then report back when we don't get it.
Why wouldn't we not be able to get it?
Because we're not real radio talent.
Have
and
you
I
heard our show?
Property. Have you heard WCEI? Is that a station that you somehow seek out when you're going to Ocean City? Hey, you know what? I'm here in Easton. Let me turn on WCEI.
No. It is actually one of the worst stations.
You work there.
I actually worked there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you worked there.
15 years ago.
Why do I know more about your radio career than you actually know about your radio career?
It was a lot of Elton John back then. Elton John and Beach Traffic Reports.
That sounds wonderful, actually. I'd listen to that.
I think at the time I broke up with this girl, so I was just like crying whenever I played like...
It's Crocodile Rock!
Or something.
Honky Cat. I have to go cry.
Traffic's backed up on the Bay Bridge. Oh, no, there's Crocodile Rock.
It's 88 degrees.
It was UB40 Red Red Wine. That was the song that did me in.
Every time he says Wooly Pazine, I want to cry a little bit. So yeah, no, we should really apply to this. I think we should. Worst case, we get the job.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't bother. I figured if we're going to do it, let's do it for real, and then we'll talk the whole thing up once we don't get it.
Let's do this.
All right, here's what I wrote.
Okay. I stalled perfectly. See how good I'm at this? I'm on the ball.
Look at us.
Looking for basically part-time openings on the shore, blah, 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 blah. Experienced jock needed soon for temporary fill-ins and part-time on-air work at WCI and WINX in Easton, Maryland, blah, 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 blah. So I wrote, the program director's name is Matt, and I wrote, hey, Matt, saw your ad on DCR TV and we're interested. We can work as a team or you can split us up too. In fact, one of our guys worked at your station way back when Don Cock and Balls Bumpus was rocking out
See,
in the alley.
You're not going to get it with
Did
that.
Did you write Cock and Balls on it?
Yeah.
It's in quotes. It's
family
a fake name.
Friendly? Are we family friendly? Fuck yeah. Do we have radio experience? Yes. But really, how hard can it be to play Rinda Ronstadt twice an hour?
Windows Ronstadt?
Windows.
Good old Windows Ronstadt.
I got excited. Before we go further, how much does the gig pay? This is a serious inquiry, signed RFW. Wow.
Now, did we get a response yet?
I have not sent that in officially. I was going to do it.
I think if we take out the Don Cock and Balls, the rest of it makes sense. Family friendly, fuck yeah, leave it in.
Matt is not only the program director, but I believe that he also is
the president.
He is the engineer, and by engineer, I mean industrial engineer.
What does that mean?
Wendell Wonstadt. Wendell Wonstadt.
Oh. He's a sanitary engineer.
Yeah, sanitary engineer. Yeah, something wonderful. Like that.
Yeah, Rinda Ronstadt.
Oh, Rinda Ronstadt.
All right.
The Asian.
All right, Rinda Ronstadt. let's get that going. I'm free on the weekends. And
I mean, I think we should. I think you do have to leave in family friendly. Fuck yeah. I think that needs to stay in.
Speaking of family friendly.
Don, you had a story about your family.
Oh, I did. Yeah, so my I don't even know how old my grandmother is. Do you know how old your grandparents are? Do you have grandparents? Or are they dead? Because that would have been
depressing. Well, that is, they're all dead.
Do you know how old your grandparents are? Yeah, they're dead.
The grandparents I have that are still alive are 92 and 97.
Right, so I want to say that my grandmother is, she is somewhere around like the 84, 85 range.
Okay.
She has decided that she wants to jump out of an airplane.
Now, is this because George Bush Sr. did it?
Yes. I had a cousin that graduated high school. He's getting ready to go off to college, and he wanted to kind of celebrate graduating high school by jumping out of an airplane. And my grandmother felt that it would be a good idea if she, in turn, joined him in that attempt to jump out of the airplane, because George Bush, at the age that he is at, did that as well. So she thinks it's going to be a good idea to do that. So it was supposed to happen last Sunday, but we were traveling back, so we weren't going to be able to we were traveling back from Texas. We weren't going to be able to make it, but it got postponed, so it's actually coming up this Sunday.
You're supposed to go to this?
Well, they want family members to come out and see Grandma jump out of the airplane.
I thought it was just so if there's a mistake, they give you an urn.
No, well, see, so So I'm just trying to think of, you know, God bless my grandmother. I don't want her to jump out of the airplane and smack on the ground, especially while there's family members.
Just
around.
Make sure she has a will.
Well,
make sure you're on it.
There, she has 7 kids and 18 grandchildren.
Okay.
Regardless of whether I'm in the will, I'm getting about $13.11.
Well.
And I'm only getting that in McDonald's bucks.
So here's what you do. You get one of those.
Do it over the sea so it's an at-sea barrel.
Yep. Just have them do it in the bay.
It's going to be up. Apparently, the skydiving, I thought it was the Eastern Shore, but they do it up like Perryville area, like
okay. North of Baltimore.
Yeah, Aberdeen, I guess. So
it seems terrifying.
My dad flies, right? So my dad has his pilot's license, helicopter, plane, small plane, pilot's license, and you know he works for a big manufacturer, and I've always been taught never to jump out of a perfectly sound airplane, and I don't know why at 85.
She's jumping out with a parachute. She's not just going to wing it.
Well, I mean, yeah. But
is she an active woman? Like, does she get out?
No.
Is she real heavy set?
No. No.
She's real thick. Don's thick grandma.
No. No, she's not a thick lady, but she's not. I mean, she's active. Like, she gets out, but she's not like. She's not at the gym like once a week, like, you know, running on a treadmill or anything.
She
like
plays
that.
Bingo 5 times a week.
She volunteers a lot. At the SWES. So you know what SWES is?
Is it a something where they jump out of airplanes?
No, it's like a religious goodwill. So
I thought goodwill was religious.
Wow.
Hey, way to shut down the show.
Seriously, that's not.
No, I don't think goodwill's religious. I think goodwill's just an evil corporation.
Well, you know, but goodwill hires a lot of the mentally handicapped. Back to Radio for Winners.
Back to Radio for Winners. Our program sponsored by Goodwill.
Helping out
get a
the return.
$2 cup.
WCEI. Also, we bring our sponsorship.
Traffic.
Yeah. So she's jumping out of a plane on Sunday. Hope you don't see any tweets coming from my Twitter feed that my grandmother has passed away.
At the very least, it means next week we can have the Don's Grandmother Memorial episode of RFW.
That would be a good episode. I bet I could get some guests.
And we'll just play songs that make you sad the whole time.
UB40. Red, red wine.
It was always grandma's favorite.
Yeah, so I got that coming up. But, I'll let you know next week how it goes.
All right. Well, I won't be able to see the update on Facebook because I have quit Facebook.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
I'm done with it.
Now you said before there were problems with you quitting Facebook.
Yeah.
But what do you mean
day.
By that?
I go on every day. outside of that, I have quit Facebook. I'm done with it. Outside of checking it once every day, I'm done with it.
So you didn't quit it at all. You're just not checking it all the time. You still have an account and you still look at it.
I deactivate my account, but then I log back in and then I just deactivate it. So in my mind, I'm quitting it, even though I'm actually not quitting it at all.
That's the worst way to quit anything.
Yeah.
I only do heroin once a day, so I've quit. I quit every day. I do a little bit of heroin in the morning, and then I quit. And then I get up the next day, I do a little more heroin, but then I quit again.
No, I'm just about done, though. I think I'm almost at the point now where I don't feel the need to check it every day. So I think I'm on the route to being Facebook free.
Well, you know who else doesn't check Facebook every day? Our listeners. They certainly don't check our Facebook page on a daily basis.
Well, I think Facebook doesn't send us to everybody that follows the page because they want you to pay for advertising.
Well, so does Google. They send us an email about Google Analytics all the time.
Yeah, but no one reads our blog. At radioforwinners.com. Everyone should go to www.radioforwinners.com for insights to the show.
You have to type in www.
If you don't type in www, it goes to nowhere because I didn't pay the extra $5. I should probably do that in 2014.
I said that I'd give you the $5.
I forgot to do it, okay? I'll put it back on.
So people are trying to find our blog and they can't.
No one is trying to find our blog.
Well, because they're not paying attention to that part of the show.
Well, or any of
us. We're big in Russia and Australia.
Oh. We're huge. New Zealand.
We were big in the Ukraine until Russia invaded the Ukraine.
But now we're huge in Russia. Even huger. More huger.
Huger.
Much more huger.
Huger. That could be my on-air name at WCEI. Bill Huger.
Speaking of huger.
Yeah, here we go.
Tony, you had an announcement.
Is this the one about me quitting Facebook?
No. That was a good announcement.
We just did that segment.
But this is one about how you might be a couple pounds heavier than last time we talked about weight.
We don't need to go
I think
over
we
that.
Do, Tony. You told me today you said not to share it on the air, but you know what? I'm doing it.
Nah, we
should
don't
celebrate
need to talk
by drinking some
it.
Cheer wine.
That, does
Let's
sound
talk
good.
About
Let's talk about me.
Yeah, I have gained a little bit of weight.
How much?
So last time, wait, last time we weighed in here, when you weighed in, I hadn't really lost any weight, but what were you at last time we weighed you in effectively?
That's tough. I haven't looked at the logs to see. I believe I was around like 213, 216, around that area.
Okay. He's looking at logs, all right.
And then how now, low did you get outside of the show?
What's that again?
How, like, what was your lowest weight recently outside of the
all
show?
All right. This time last year, this is right before the Wintergreen.
198?
110.
I was down to 203. Right before the Wintergreen Spartan, I was down to 203.
Okay, so that's good. That's a lot. You lost like 60 pounds. I mean, that was impressive.
Weighed in today, I'm at 223.
Mm-mm. Gaining it back slowly. That's what happens when you live in Asheville and eat junk every day. No one can see your hand gesture, but that's a great version of...
the guy for prices.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot the name of the game, though.
Ah, whatever. Who cares?
Anyway. So I need to lose weight, and I need to lose weight, a lot of weight.
Well, you know, when we started this show, one of the first couple episodes was me announcing my weight loss challenge, where I was at 245 pounds, and I was going to get down to 200 within a year, which I failed miserably.
You've done that every year we've done this show.
Well, it's only been a year, Don.
Oh.
This is year two. What? So I haven't started it yet. But I think now, Tony, now there's a reason for a wager. Now it's you versus me.
I think you're right. I want to lose around 40 pounds by the end of the year.
I don't want to lose.
My goal.
I mean, that would be great. I'd love to lose 40 pounds, but I think percentage-wise, based on what I start at now and what you start at now, I will beat you by the end of the year in weight loss percentage.
Wow. Now, are we going to have kind of a healthy way to approach this, or is it just going to be you like taking enemas and shitting 25 times a day?
I'm going with the enema route.
I may actually cut a limb off, but I will win this. If I have an amputation, it still counts. I'm putting
I don't
under
understand
rules right
how
now.
You gain 20 pounds. You run all those obstacle races. But you get all those medals.
I stopped running around April. Had an ankle injury that turned out not to be much of an injury.
He stubbed his toe at the subway.
This sounds like every backstory on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
I got an injury, and then I gained weight.
And then my uncle touched me.
And I'm a big fan of donuts. And Cheerwine. The Cheerwine did me in.
Oh, good.
So your weight right now is officially what?
223?
223. 223 pounds.
Well, I weighed myself
let's
earlier.
Let's go with 227, because that makes me think of Jack A.
Wow. Very current. Very current. I'm at 235. So Tony is at 223.
235?
I am at 235.
But my thin weight is 215.
Would you say
my
you're
fat 235? Weight is
235.
I weighed it today. I don't know what I look like, but I weighed today just to check.
Okay.
I'm a fat 235.
Think, right, you think like 260 pounds, right, Don?
That's yeah. You guys are very rude.
At least 260.
Very rude. Well, anyway, we're going to do this. By our end of the year episode, the first episode in January, we will check back on this. And what happens if you win, Tony? Let's make a wager.
Wow, we need to have a wager. The problem is it should be my automatic wager is like, yeah, let's go out and you can buy me like 400 pounds of food.
That's right.
And then I'll just...
I'll get it all right back.
I'm thinking the wager should be along that category anyway, because there's really no other wager I want. I'm not going to shave my head. Clearly, I don't. I will welch on a bet like that.
Proven.
Yeah.
I would say Bonchan. I mean, it's clearly the best food.
We'll buy some Bonchan. The winner buys the loser Bonchan?
As much Bonchan as the winner wants.
Okay.
That could be over $100 worth of Bonchan.
I'm in.
Good Lord. What is wrong with you two?
Are you in, Don?
For what? Yes, the winner has to buy me $100.
We're all going to help buy Don Bonchan.
Yeah, I'm in it. Somebody is buying me Bonchan.
All right.
Well, no. What I'll be the winner.
You'll be the judge.
The winner has to race me in a sprint in the parking lot at the Bonchan Chicken.
Wow.
Ow. I think I might have a jump on you though, Jeremy.
Well,
am I training for a 5K.
Okay.
Although I've barely started training, but I have started training.
You signed up for the 5K?
Can you define training? Did you click that mouse on your...
I walked at a park. I walked. But it was an incline, so it kind of counts.
That's fair.
Yesterday, last night, I had my first CrossFit class.
Oh, whoa.
Officially...
I should get music for that.
No, there's no music for that. That's terrible news for everyone listening to the show.
Line.
Did you listen to the Tony and Don episode where we switched out the news with
Pennsylvania
polka?
I loved Tony talking up the news. It may have been the best thing that's ever happened on Radio for Winners.
I don't have it queued up right now.
Well, anyone can download. It was 3 episodes ago, I think. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So you CrossFit.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to talk about it at length because it's not a fun subject to talk about. Not as fun as obstacle racing, and that's much more to it.
Or the possible death of Don's grandmother. But it's pretty funny.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving time. We always go over to her house on Thanksgiving. Not sure where we're going to go. But, Grandma dies in a horrible
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah?
It wasn't that bad. I felt pretty intimidated, though. And, of course, I'm socially awkward, so it's very hard to do group training when you're socially awkward.
So however, what is CrossFit for those of us who don't pay attention to this stuff because we're not douchebags?
Well, you have to be a douchebag to really understand it and love it. Basically, you get in there. You warm up for, 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden, for, 5 minutes or less, you're basically exercising as hard as you can until you almost vomit or you do vomit. And then you take a slow down, you stretch, and then you leave.
Man, it makes that banchan chicken worthwhile.
It totally does. Everything makes banchan chicken worthwhile. I like doing anything when there's some kind of wager for no reason. This is wonderful. So how often do you have to go to CrossFit, Tony?
It's twice a week. Twice a week, I'm in an Elements class. So I do it twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. They have a thing called a WOD, which is a workout of the day.
What's my WOD today?
And last night, it was three. I'm going to make it. Because
it was three WODs.
It was three rounds, push-ups, sit-ups, and air squats as fast as you can.
What's an air squat?
What the hell is wrong with our society?
I basically just do a squat. There's 12 people in my class. Guess who was number one clocking in at 3 minutes 22 seconds?
Your wife.
No, she's not
doing
it.
Guy Mark that's in the class we don't know? Please name drop someone we don't know.
That was me. I did it. I was number one.
Of course you're number one. Did you run around all cocky like, I'm number one, asshole?
You don't run around. You look smug at everybody else.
And I was expecting people to cheer me on, the fact that I was the best, the greatest. No, it didn't happen.
No, they were all mad because you don't look like you would be.
And everybody's there is like real, really positive. Like everyone's real supportive and positive. It's not.
And they got that
nice
annoying southern accent.
It's not his scene. No one made fun of me. It was terrible.
No one threatened my life in the parking lot or nothing like that. Everybody's got southern accents. And they're nice.
I got out there as quickly as possible, too. Like I was shaking a hand and telling somebody like thanks for the training session. But then I was like still walking as they tried to engage in conversation with me.
You know that conversation. That conversation went like this.
Gone.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, that was a good work. That was a good burn. I really feel it in my glutes.
By the way, you know, when I was listening to that MET episode, you know, I was doing impressions way back then as well.
They were really strong.
I was doing Steven Seagal back then.
Can you do one right now?
Hey, it's Steven Seagal. How's it? You like that?
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Tony, we may have to walk away from the show. This may be the best we've ever been. We may have to just call it a day.
I don't know if it's the best we've ever been because this show. Yeah, go ahead.
Question for you, Jeremy. What's your plan then? What's your plan of attack to lose this weight this time? Are you just going to do the enemas every day?
I'm going to do enemas constantly.
Enemas.
I'm just going to shove M&M's up my butt and keep it total. I'm currently at 68 is my record. M&M's in my butt.
With
regular,
the,
not
with,
peanuts.
Say,
regular
with or without
M&M's.
Peanuts. Okay, all right.
You don't want to do the bigger ones. You got to do, because the regular M&M's are uniform size. They're much better. The peanuts are all different sizes. You can't make that a measurement. That's crazy. I've thought way too much about peanuts and my butt. And, you know, that's a good way to break into the next
topic.
Well,
you didn't tell us your strategy, though.
Oh. My strategy is I'm going to run a lot, and I'm going to do the P90 again, and I'm not going to eat a thing.
What day do you get in the P90?
I mean, it's every day.
Yeah, but what day do you usually get up to before you quit?
Day one.
So P1.
This bet's going to run, what, December 31st?
We'll run it till the first show we air in January. Now, that does take us through the Christmas season, which is normally a dangerous season for the waistband, but I think knowing there's a bet involved, it will make it more interesting.
Well, I'll invite both of you to my grandmother's house at Thanksgiving time after she's dead because we won't have
for
Thanksgiving.
For the wake. It'll be a good time.
Because we won't have Thanksgiving.
And now it's time for Radio for Winners and the News. This is a segment of the show where we don't talk about dead grandparents, although that has come up in the news a couple times. And so we find interesting news stories and take the stuff out everyone else already talked about and bring you some new things on Radio for Winners and the News. That was, I messed it up because I got all excited about your dead grandma.
Well, you know, and I'm watching Tony stick his eyeball on the camera, which is fun too.
Which is good. So guys, I don't know if you're aware of this.
I am not.
But speaking of the deceased,
Sorry.
Did you guys know that Michael Jackson was kind of a weirdo?
No.
I know this is breaking news. Did you know this, Tony?
I had inklings that he might have been a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's not just because he had that monkey.
I was thinking because he was in that that movie.
What?
Oz.
Oh, he wasn't. He wasn't Black Oz. That's true, but that was actually one of the less weird things he did. So there's a current lawsuit against somebody or against him from someone else who said he molested him, which happens apparently very frequently. But the big thing in this, along with the general sexual abuse, is that according to the documents, he had special code words for his penis and for his semen.
I call my penis a penis.
Well, that is, first off, an incredible Mike Tyson impersonation.
Thank you.
But also, that's not really a good slang word for your penis. That's just the word penis.
I say it's penis.
But here's his penis, his erection slang word. And I can't figure this one out. Bright light brick city.
That's because it's like a big brick.
I don't even get that one.
Bright lights big city?
No, bright light brick city.
Yeah, but that's where
and
it's
And what's at. That slang for? That's,
his penis.
That's,
for his
yeah,
penis.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I call mine.
Well, apparently I'm behind the... I'm not cool anymore. I don't know what the cool kids say.
Hey, you want some of this bright light big city?
He said that in CrossFit.
And apparently he called his semen duck butter.
Wow!
But if you actually go and look at duck butter on Urban Dictionary...
Wow.
I mean, it's probably correct, but here's the actual... In fact, Don, I want you to read this in the fanciest style you can. This is the definition for duck butter.
The combination of sweat from the ball sack and anus that creates a buttery film on the crundle or the butthole, occurring usually from an unwashed scrotum, creating a smelly odor that worsens in thickness and odor by the minute. Also known as DB or Deeb.
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 Another episode of Radio Furnace with Don, Tony, and Duck Butter.
I also want to thank, I want to apologize
Cherokee
to everyone
Don
since that was
Duck
the
Butter.
Loudest thing that happened on this episode was Don describing Duck Butter.
Wow. So, yeah. Sorry about that.
So while I don't know if it's true or not, but it's still fascinating and well worth talking about.
But why are we suing him over that? I don't understand.
Well, we're
that.
Suing him because he's sexually molested. This guy's saying he was sexually molested for years. Although now that he's dead, you can't really argue against
can't really
it.
Can't really prove
so,
it. But I mean, you know.
I don't. And he doesn't really have any money either. So I don't know what he's really suing for other than to be famous.
Who doesn't have
sort.
Money?
Michael Jackson has no
money.
His estate now
has
does.
A ton of
and
money.
The question is, are all these allegations going to turn out? I mean, obviously we can't prove them, but do you think they're true and we're just looking at these people as money grubbers or people like chasing after money? Or are these allegations false and people are actually just trying to cash in? I would feel bad.
You just said the two of the same things. Those are the two options you gave. Yes and yes.
That's is that surprising to anybody who listens to this
bad.
Show?
If we get more definitive proof that some of these allegations are true, and all along we've just been calling these people liars.
Well, in this case, this guy actually said under a court, under oath, that he was not molested. So, you know, there's probably some half-truths in there.
Was he paid off before then?
But he was
that?
Paid off then. You know what? He took that money.
He was already paid?
I don't know. He just, in court, he said no, he was never molested.
Oh. Well, then he said that in court.
Well, then that sums it up here on Radio for Winners, where we are the judge, jury, and executioner. Speaking of judge, jury, and executioner, right now is kind of a tough time to be an NFL owner. Not just Dan Snyder from the Redskins, who said a bunch of ridiculous things about Redskins, but it's also kind of tough if you own the Dallas Cowboys.
Actually, I'm going to challenge that answer. I think it's a good time to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. It depends on on if you are... really think he's going to get blackmailed for this, but I guess not now that it's out. But
how can he get blackmailed if it's out?
So for everyone who's not constantly on the internet while they're at work today, Jerry Jones has had a bunch of photos leaked where it looks like he is involved.
Doesn't really look like he is involved.
But yeah, but
talk
he has
about
his clothes
butter.
On. Yeah, yeah, he's involved with two ladies in what looks like a bathroom. But he's not naked or anything. He's still wearing clothes, but he's feeling them up, and he's rubbing on him. And
yeah, I mean, he's clothed.
Right.
But he's also married.
Right.
And you said it's a bad time to be the owner of the Cowboys, but if Jerry Jones is not the owner of the Cowboys, does that happen to Jerry Jones?
It might, but who would care then?
Well, that's true. But because he owns the Cowboys, those types of things happen to him.
Yeah, but it's not happening to every other NFL owner.
Yeah, that's true.
But
he's
still,
having fun.
Did you see the photos?
I did. There was one. There was one photo of a girl on a toilet, though.
Yes, you could see his hand in the photo.
Yeah,
Or an old man's hand. Don't really know if it was his or not.
And he had a young girl's head right by his
crotch. At any point, did you see Bright Light Big City?
No, he did not. He did not show his Bright Lights Brick City.
Did he also in any of those pictures? Did he comment on the name Redskins?
He did not, which is good, because if you're going to try to get people to not talk about the name change, you shouldn't go on the air and discuss how you shouldn't change the name, because Redskin, if you cut the ends off, if you cut the S off, then it's about the people that like the team. Word of the Redskin Nation.
Did he mention Donald Sterling in any of those?
He did not mention Donald Sterling. I guess it's worse to be Donald Sterling right now.
Yeah. Well, Donald Sterling's probably pretty happy right now.
But did you read the background on the rest of the guy who apparently turned in these photos of Jerry Jones? Completely insane.
I did see a little bit about it, but I don't know. I don't have enough of the story to.
He attached a manifesto, like a long ass document explaining why he turned this in. And he starts explaining that he met these people years ago that had contacts with the team, and they were like media people, and that's who took the photos, and they were going to use this to blackmail Jerry Jones and get all this money. But then he goes on to explain why he believes he's the son of God, and that's why he's turned all this in.
Right.
And he tries to use like mathematical proof to show how he's the son of God.
What was his name? Did he name himself like the One or something like that?
Everyone that thinks there's a son of God has a bunch of wonderful names for himself. Yeah. The One is probably correct.
Yeah. Wow. Well, poor Jerry Jones. I mean,
Well, I think I don't think this is even really going to affect him, to be honest.
Well, I don't think it'll affect him either, just because he's being blackmailed. But I think
he's not being blackmailed. That's the thing. Is now these.
But
are
he was being blackmailed, and they just put it out there. But, right? I mean, that's
right.
What
but now if he just doesn't say anything about it, it goes away.
Yeah,
Except for other dumb radio shows.
Well, we'll see if he doesn't.
You know, anything. I think the real question is here: is how fast can Jerry Jones do 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, and 10 air squats during 3 rounds? That's the real question.
And what is the answer? What is Tony's record for that?
My record's 3 minutes, 22 seconds. Jerry Jones' record
is I'm molesting young girls in a bathroom.
Well, Jerry Jones, looks like the ball's in your court.
He is a winner of the week.
Wipe that.
Additionally, sorry about that, Tony. Can't see on this side because we don't have the camera set up. Turns out a bunch of people that I screwed this up because I got tired by
Tony. All
right,
now you're going to start that over.
Nope,
you start it over.
Let's talk about marriage. I apologize.
That was my fault.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Tony.
Because Jeremy likes to throw out the news song like as a surprise. No one knows it's coming.
But now he can't see you in our weird setup that we have. He can't see you, but you can see him. You can see him physically pick up.
I thought we turned the cameras off.
No, he can see.
I'm not wearing a shirt. This is embarrassing.
Tell whether Jeremy is looking at Twitter during the show.
No, I'm constantly looking through. I'm constantly looking for the news. I'm very busy.
We should record this and post these.
Very busy.
Let's hit that song again and start it over.
Yeah, do it again.
We're just going to go ahead
and
go
over
the topic.
No, I want you to do it again.
I now have lost track.
I will grab that iPod, whatever it is. Come on, do it again. The fans demand it.
I don't think they do. I think I have disappointed everybody. This will be my last episode of Radio for Winners. I'm very sorry.
Then at least just play Huey Lewis.
Remember when I used to be on Radio for Winners for 74 episodes? It was a good time in my life, but that time comes to an end today. Thanks to my own inability to write songs for talking up music, and I did it again. I'm fired.
If WCEI doesn't take us today, they are in the wrong.
So let's go ahead and skip news.
What was the last thing that you had in the news?
Jeremy's very upset about his.
I'm very disappointed in myself. I'm very.
That's all right, Jeremy. Sometimes we all make mistakes.
You know what? If I was married to myself, I would probably want a do-over. And that brings up our news topic. This is something that Tony sent me. First off, what is a millennial?
A millennial?
What is a millennial to you, Don
Shannon? Someone has been married 100 years.
That is not correct at all. Tony, what is a millennial?
See, I knew it was a generational thing, so I assumed that it was not the Generation X or that horrible Generation Y. I assumed it came after that. And that would be the millennial generation. But turns out
he can't even say millennial.
That it is actually replaced Generation Y, it seems.
So it's people of ages what right now? 20 to 33 to 34?
I think it's 18 to 34.
Okay. So people who are of the age of 18 or 34, along with some other views on relationships and marriage, believe that you should be able to have a trial marriage. All marriages should have a 2-year trial. And at the end of 2 years, you get to decide if you want to be married or not. No divorce, you just walk away.
Now, could we put that in a reality show sort of format?
Well, I don't want to watch a 2 years of a reality show of a failed marriage.
No, not, I don't want to watch the 2 years. I just want to watch the end.
The so decision. All we want to see is the decision.
The decision, yeah.
So they do an episode where they go over the previous
Every
2 years.
Night after the nightly news with Brian Williams, we get to see somebody choose whether they want to stay married or get divorced.
I mean, I can see why you would think that's a good idea before you're married. But now that I am married, I would never think that's a good idea.
But let's get back to
what
my
about
idea.
You, Don? You think that's a good idea?
Could you imagine being married 100 years?
Well, no, because that means you would have gotten married at zero, or you're 118 years old.
Man, that's crazy.
I don't want to be 118 Charity years dog. Old.
That's craziness.
We can, please, if you're a couple who was married for 100 years, call Radio for Winners. We'd like to talk to you.
But like, why would you want to spend? Because the average wedding's like $25,000. Why would you want to spend that much money for something where you might be able to end in 2 years? Well, I mean, why not just live together first for a couple of years?
Well, right. What's the difference between just living with somebody and being married, other than a piece of paper and a religious connotation? What's the real difference?
There's not.
I mean, there feels like there's a difference when it happens. I lived with my wife for 6 years before we got married, and I mean, it felt different once we were married, but really, there's no difference.
Yeah, you made reference to your girlfriend
on the last. That's right, because at that point, we were not married yet. Made sense.
Fiance.
You know, you made reference to your one kid, and now you have seven.
Jesus,
so.
Good Lord.
I don't know what you were thinking. So, but you know, if you could go back to this two-year mark, Don, what would you have done?
You can't ask me that
No, you
question.
Can't, because I didn't expect a real answer. But I was hoping you would have said I would have ended it, so I could play the music again and say, next on the news, Don's getting divorced. But, you know, I didn't really expect you to answer it.
I would stay.
I would stay, too, and I'm sure Tony would as well. You're not at the two-year mark yet, are you?
Yeah, he's been married for 2 years.
Just past three years.
Yeah. 3 years? God, I don't even know what day it is anymore.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know, but you know what I do know?
Tell me.
It's time for preseason NFL football. I'm very excited about all the options we have coming up for the radio, because we're going to have a whole episode where we do picks again. We're going to have a picks league. I'm very excited about preseason football, despite that it's terrible football.
So we want to get as many people as possible sign up for this picks league. Now, they don't have to listen to the show. We could care less.
But then if so, we don't need to advertise it here because they aren't listening to the show.
This is psychological, Jeremy. I'm trying to get people to tell their friends about the picks league.
Okay, well, if you listen to the
show,
you don't
have any
friends.
And then tell their friends to listen to the show.
Got it.
How it's going to work.
Sorry, I didn't have a chart.
So if you could get your friends, your family members to sign up for the RFW Picks League, that would be great.
And we're going to put links for it on our Facebook page, and we're going to put it on our blog at www.radioforwinners.com and on Twitter.
And don't forget the www.
If not, it won't go to the website. It's going to be on ESPN.com like it was last year, and I guarantee you it will be RFW League, and the password will be penis. But we'll have all the information up starting next week at the latest on the show, but it will be up by the time this airs and advertised on Facebook and the blog.
Excellent.
Now, last year I think we had 16 players, 17 players at the start of the season. I'd like to top that. I think we can get 35 players.
I know there's a lot of people disappointed with our NASCAR league. I get it.
I don't think people even know we have a NASCAR league,
but
Don.
But let's get into the good old American game. Let's get into the football. It's starting here soon. Let's get as many people as we can into the league. All right?
Let's do it.
So starting, you know, we have 4 weeks of preseason games to go through. Watch some football. Get ready. Get your picks in before the first week, and we'll talk about it every week until then and annoy you with it. So this has been another episode of Radio for Winners. This is my band, Bukkake Party Night, playing our only show this year next Friday. I talk about it next Friday, but it'll air on Friday, so that doesn't make any sense. Club K in Baltimore. Come on out. See us. The only time we're playing this year. Bye.
The only people that listen to the show are in your band.
That's true. So we'll all be there.
Bye-bye.
Duck butter.
Two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.